奉耶稣圣灵啊，那我们现在接下来准备要开始我们的讲道。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, we begin our worship in the afternoon, and we are going to share the word of God.
那在讲道之前呢，我们先预备一个安静的心啊，我们一起做个默祷啊。
So may God give us a peaceful heart. And brothers and sisters, let's pray together right now. So if possible, everyone can kneel down to pray. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray together.
하나님과같이땀이좀쓰지도한번보셨습니다
奉主是圣名讲道。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, we speak the word of God.
今天下午我们跟大家一起来分享题目是圣灵的更新。
This afternoon, I will share with you a topic, the renewal of the Holy Spirit.
我们叫做这个圣灵它是神的灵。
As we know, Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
因为神是灵，所以用心灵跟诚实来敬拜他。
Because God is the Spirit, so that's why we need to worship Him in the Spirit and in the truth.
那在这个主耶稣来到这个世界上之前实际上这个圣灵虽然它运行在人们的周围，但是它没有真正住于人的心里。
During the time that Jesus preached in this world, actually the Holy Spirit is with man. However, at that time,Holy Spirit didn't abide in man.
因为呢，那时候呢，这个人们身上的这个罪还没有到洁净所以圣灵他没有办法住在人的里面。
Because at that time, in the time of the old covenant, there is no way can truly forgive the sins for man. So that's why Holy Spirit did not abide in man.
耶稣呢，他带来的这个。是真理的圣灵因为他要用他的血来洁净我。
But Jesus bring us the truth and bring us the spirit of the truth. Only the spirit of the truth can truly purify our heart.
那受圣灵其实它是一个人灵命的开始。
When a person receives the Holy Spirit, it is his beginning of his spiritual life.
也就是这个书所讲的重生。
This is mentioned in the Bible, born from the Holy Spirit.
耶稣对这个尼哥底母说，人如果不是从水和圣灵生了，就不能进神的国。
Jesus said to Nicodemus, unless you are born of the water and born of the Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God.
从水生就指的受洗，从灵生指的受圣灵。
Born of water means we need to take the water baptism. Born of the Spirit means we need to receive the Holy Spirit.Who abide in us?
那当我们重生之后呢？其实，在我们信仰上，我们还是就成为一个婴孩在神的国里面。
When the time that we born again, we become a baby, infant in the kingdom of God.
那我们到时候一个这个一个人属灵生命他要成长起来哈，他要经历婴孩的阶段，但他不能总是。
As we know, everyone experiences the time as the infant, but he will not be always infant. He will grow up and become a mature man.
我们来看一下希伯来书。
Please read the book of Hebrews.
第五章。
The book of Hebrews, chapter 5.
十二节到十四节。
The book of Hebrews, chapter 5.The book of Hebrews, chapter 5.
第十二节到十四节。
Verse 12 up to 14. In the name of Jesus, I read the verse 12. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food. 13.For everyone who partake only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a baby. 14. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
这讲到说婴孩首先上婴孩他只能吃奶不能吃干粮。
So the verse teaches,The baby in the spiritual life can only drink the milk, but cannot eat the solid food.
那这个奶呢，就是指的比较柔和的话语。
Milk refers to very soft words.
就是说这个神圣灵小学的开端。
And it tells us, milk refers to, refers to the first principles.Of the oracles of God.
我们当我们信耶稣的时候，我们要明白说我们信仰开端是什么。
So we come to believe in Jesus. So that's why we need to know what is the first principles of the oracles of God.
就好像这个说我们要悔改呀，我们要这个信靠神呢。
The principle of the oracles of God refers to the teachingsThat we need to repent, we need to believe in Jesus.
我们要信靠他。
We need to have the faith in Him.
然后要接受洗礼。
We need to take the baptism to forgive the sin, to wash away the sins.
然后我们知道说将来有末日有审判。
And we know that in the future there will be a judgment, and there is the heaven, and there is the hell.
像这些东西其实我们经常在教导弟兄姐妹就是让大家建立大家对耶稣基督的这种基本的认识跟信心。
So all these teachings, we shared with the brethren, very often because those first principles, help the brother and the sisters build up, the foundation first.
但是呢，我们今天这个我们要离开这些根基，我们要在 这个跟我们要成长起来长大成人。
However, the verse in the Bible also teach us that we should be, live the first principles of the oracle of God because we need to grow up to become a mature man, not only drink the milk.
并且我们要知道仁义的道理。
And we also need to know the words of righteousness.
我们知道说这个耶稣来到世界上哈，他告诉我们要尽诸般的义。
Jesus came to this world and taught his disciple, we need to fulfill all the righteousness of God.
那我们知道说这个神的义呢，就是神所认为对的事情。
The righteousness of God is whatever thought by God right.
那我们知道，那我们想在这个一个人没有认识神之前呢，其实我们并不知道说，神认为对的事情是什么。
Before we come to believe in Jesus, nobody know what is the right thing that God think about.
就好像我们人跟人之间哈，有时候我觉得好东西，但是另外一个人他不一定觉得这个是好的。
Just like the relationship between us and others.Sometimes we think this is good for you, but the other people don't think so.
有人喜欢这样吃，有人喜欢吃肉，有人喜欢吃蔬菜。
Somebody like to eat the meat. Somebody love vegetables.
那有些人说肉很好，所以他把肉一直给别人吃，但别人不喜欢。
And if I think meat is very good, I always give you meat to eat. But however, you don't like it.
但是我们要知道哈，今天这个。神所要向我们所要的这个神所喜悦的事情。
So, what we need to know is what God like, what God want us to do.
那现在这个就是要圣灵在我们心里面去教导我们。
So, only the Holy Spirit can teach us what God like.
你看，这个从人来所教导的这种知识呢，其实都是有限的。
So any knowledge you are taught by others will be very limited.
我们有时候常常来参加聚会，常常读经啊，但是如果没有圣灵引导我们，并不明白神的真理是什么。
We come together, be gathering together and worship God, and we read Bibles often, but if there is no works of the Holy Spirit, nobody understand.The words of God.
因此呢，在我们受圣灵之后我们还要寻求这个明白神的旨意来明白说我们怎么样去是照圣灵而行。
So when a man receives the Holy Spirit, he need to continuously seek to understand the will of the Holy Spirit and seek to pursue to understand the words of God by revealing.From Holy Spirit.
我们可以看加太书。
Let's read the book of Galatians.
加太书第五章。
Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5.
22节到25节。
Verse 22 to 25. Galatians chapter 5. Verse 22 to 25. 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is.Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. 23. Gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. 24. And those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. 25. If we live in the Spirit, let us also work in the Spirit. 26. 26.Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another.
这讲说这个圣灵哈，它会结出九样的果子来。
The verse in the Bible tells us, Holy Spirit will help us bear 9 spiritual fruits.
也就是说，当一个人顺从圣灵的时候，他就会有这九种表现在他身上。
If somebody obey the guidance of the Holy Spirit. He will bear such kind of the fruits inside of him.
就好像说一个人他的那个喜乐和仁爱喜乐其实都是从圣灵而来的。
So for example, the love, the long suffering, all this kind of the good fruits come from the Holy Spirit.
那如果其没有圣灵来帮助我们，其实人的这种这些所结的果子，人所结都是很暂时的。
If we don't rely on the help of the Holy Spirit, we try to have the fruits by our own works. So those fruits are just temporary, will not last a long time.
就好像我们讲说这个，如果没有圣灵帮助，其实我们一个人要去施行爱心，其实它是很难施行出来。
For example, love. Without the help of the Holy Spirit,It's very hard for us to fulfill our love to others.
我们想要说我要对别人好一点，我要去关爱别人，但是我发现自己能力不够，没有办法。
Sometimes we think about we need to love others and we need to do good things for others. But then because we don't rely on Holy Spirit, we will think, oh, I don't have enough capability to do so.
有时候这个因为爱它需要这个牺牲掉自己，
Because the true love need us to sacrifice ourselves.
包括呢说一个喜乐一样，我们想要喜乐，但是这个内心却常常充满了忧愁。
For example, joy. We want to have the true joy, but actually in our daily life, sometimes, in most times, we are full of sorrow.
那我们就有人会通过这个其他的方式，这个娱乐啊来。缓解或者说工作来想自己喜乐，但这些都是暂时的，并不能真正解决问题。
Sometimes we try to become happy, through our works, performance in the works, through a kind of entertainment. But we know those happiness is just temporary. It will not last a long time.
这些那快乐都是从外面的环境过来影响你。
Why? Because all those temporary happiness generate from the influence externally.
但是呢，当这个环境消失的时候，我们还是会陷入到这个忧愁当中。
When we leave those environment which can trigger the happiness to us, we will come back to
忧愁。
We will come back to worry and sorrow again.
但是真正的喜乐它其实是从内心发出来的。
The true joy comes from heart internally.
那我们你看这个就像这个婚姻就好了哈。
For example, marriage.
有人他在婚在有人家庭很有钱，但是他并不两个人婚姻并不快乐。
So there are some couples they are very rich, but their marriage is not so happy.
这个。因为他们就常常吵架哈，这个钱财就物质上富足，并不能给他们带来真正的满足。
So although they have a lot of money, but their relationship each other is not good. They quarrel a lot. So the material things cannot truly bring them the true joy.
但是有的家庭虽然很贫穷但是呢两个人非常的恩爱那他们也会才觉得非常的甘美在这个婚姻里面。
Some family is poor. Some families is poor.But their relationship each other are very good. They love each other, so they feel their marriage is so joyful and sweet.
那这我们跟神的关系如果很接近，很靠近很相接近，很密切那无论我们在哪里，在什么情况下，我们都能够学会知足的，都能学会得到喜乐。
So it's the same to us. If we have a very close relationship with God, no matter where we go.We will feel very joyful.
就好像这个当时的门徒们被别人抓起来，因为信耶稣被抓起来，关在监狱里面他们在监狱里面能够唱诗、祷告、赞美神。
Several disciples of Jesus were arrested and put into the jail, but they still have so great joy from their heart. They even sing the songs.Sing the hymns to praise God in the jail.
那我们看到说，我们有教会里很多弟兄姐妹虽然他们物质条件，不是 这个不是很好，但是他每天都觉得很满足，很感恩，然后很喜乐敬拜神。
So we see some brothers and sisters in the church, they don't have a very rich wealth in their life, but we can feel they are happy, they are in the true joys, and they always have a thanksgiving heart to God, they praise God all the time.
并且呢，这种喜乐它是没有办法被夺走的。
This kind of the joy cannot be taken away.
所以这里要说，圣灵所结的果子没有律法禁止它。
So, Bible says, Galatians chapter 5, verse 23 says, such kind of the fruits, there is no law can forbid it.
没有人他能够通过来律法来规定啊，说你不能够快乐啊，你不能够。你不能够良善，你不能够恩慈。
There is no any laws can regulate you that you cannot have the joy, you cannot have the love, you cannot have the peace.
因此呢，今天就是我们就要当我们有圣灵之后呢，我们还要依靠圣灵而行啊。这里说我们靠了圣灵得胜，要靠圣灵行事。
And the verse in the Bible tells us we shall live in the Spirit.And we also need to work in the spirit.
圣灵哈，我们要首先要明白哈，他的旨意是什么。
We need to understand, what is the will of the Holy Spirit on us.
当我们明白圣灵对我们的旨意的时候，我们才能够知道说，才能够顺从他。
Only when we know what is the will of the Holy Spirit.We will do everything according to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
实际上我们不同的弟兄姐妹在不同的环境当中，圣灵对我们带领它是不一样的。
The brothers and sisters, everyone live into different situation, different environment. So actually, Holy Spirit have different will on everyone, and have different guidance to everyone.
他这个在有时候在这个早上的时候，有些弟兄姐妹他不想起来，圣灵督促他说：“你要早点起来祷告。”
So for example, in the morning, sometimes we are very we are very lazy to get up early to pray, and then Holy Spirit will remind us in the heart, get up to pray to me.
那有时候呢，这个。在晚上说不想睡觉哈，圣灵对你说你要睡，要好好休息。
And sometimes in the midnight, if we don't want to go to sleep, we prefer to have more other things to do, and like entertainment, watch TV, whatever. Holy Spirit will remind us in the heart, go to sleep. It's a time for rest.
那甚至有些时候这个有比较特殊事情的时候，圣灵会告诉你要紧紧去祷告
Sometimes we encounter a special situation, and the Holy Spirit will remind us, be watchful. You need to come to me, to pray to me. Understand what you need to do.
所以圣灵他并不是说一直让你去睡觉，也不是说一直让你去祷告，他会随时随地的引导你，让你做他你要做的事情。
The Holy Spirit always teaches us on everything.Happened surrounding us and teach us on everything.
那么呢，这个我们要明白它，其实就是说我们要常常来与神来沟通。
So how can we understand the will of God, the will of the Holy Spirit? That is, we need to get close to the Holy Spirit. Communicate with Him often.
首先呢，比如说我们，当我们这个用方言祷告的时候，其实是圣灵在帮我们祷告。
When we speak in tongues, the Bible says it is the Holy Spirit to make the intercession for us.
在我们看哥林多前书。
Let's read this verse in the book of First Corinthians.
14章。
First Corinthians chapter 14.
14章第二节。
Verse 2.First Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2.
我们来第二节第四节吧。
From verse 2 up to 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God, for no one understands him. However, in the spirit, he speaks mysteries. 3. But he who prophesies speaks edification and exhortation and comfort to men. 4. He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church.
当一个人说方言的时候，其实在灵里面他是讲奥秘的事。
It tells us when we speak in tongue, actually we speak mysteries in the spirit.
那这个奥秘事其实只有这个人是不明白的，只有神能够知道，能够明白。
The mysteries cannot be understood by men because only God understands it.
但是有一件事情我可以知道，就是说方言，它的目的就是造就自己。使自己的灵敏得以长进。
But one thing we should understand is speaking in tongue, speaking in tongue,
造就自己
edify ourselves. Speaking in tongue edify our spirit, and speaking in tongue will help us, grow up in our spiritual life.
虽然说这个我们当我们方言祷告说我们悟性没有果效，就不明白但是呢，在灵里面。其实你能够越来越明白，越来越清晰神对你的带领是什么。
When we speak in tongue, we don't understand it from our mind. We cannot understand the meaning. But in the spirit, we will more and more understand how the Holy Spirit lead us and what the will of the Holy Spirit on us.
你可以分辨说这个是神的工作还是魔鬼的工作。
And we can gradually distinguish.Which work come from the Holy Spirit? Which work come from devils?
有时候圣灵会对我们讲话，但是我们不知道。
Actually, sometimes Holy Spirit talk with us, but we don't know.
有些弟兄姐妹他会说，我怎么都没有听见这个圣灵对我说话啊。
Some brothers and sisters asked us, why I never heard the Holy Spirit talk with me?
但是圣灵对我们说，他并不是像我们人说话一样说。用耳朵来听，有具体的声音。
The Holy Spirit talk to us is different from man talk to man. It's not to use the ear to hear the voice. There is no sound.
这圣灵给我们说话，其实它是从里面有发出来的，有的是一个灵里面一种声音说你要怎么做。
The voice of the Holy Spirit come from our inside.Come from our spirit. So in our spirit, we can hear this voice and we know what we should do.
但是这时候你要注意，如果有你有人不注意的话，他这个是他就会忽视掉这个是圣灵对他的提醒。
If we don't pay attention to, if we are not watchful, sometimes we will ignore the voice from the Holy Spirit.
神的声音其实是。
The Bible tells us the voice of God is very light.
有一次神向摩西显现。
The Bible tells us a story. One time, God appeared to Moses.
那当时呢，这个有地震，有狂风。
So at that time, there was an earthquake. There was a heavy wind.
但是神不在中间。
But God is not in the earthquake. God is not in the heavy wind.
但是呢，在这个荆棘这个有荆棘烧火焰之后也有后面出一个微小的声音，神就在这个微小的声，就是这个在荆棘火烧的荆棘里面有微小声音向摩西来说话，又就是后面呢，在地震之后有一个火烧一个荆棘在荆棘里面有一个微小的声音，神用微小的声音向摩西说话。
So after the earthquake, it appeared as a fire thorn, and there is a very weak voice of God inside the fire thorns.
也就是说让摩西要仔细听如果他不仔细听，他就听不见。
So because God wants Moses to hear his voice carefully, if he didn't hear the voice of God carefully and watchfully, he will not hear it because it's very It's
very light and it's very light voice.
Why did the Holy Spirit talk to us in a very light voice? Because He wants us to pay attention, to fully be watchful on how He leads us.
并不是说这个有神有对我说话也可以，没有对话也可以无所谓
So God don't want us to ignore the voice of Him. It's not to say, no matter we hear the voice of God or not, it doesn't matter.
我们要一个这个敬虔的心来等候神。
God wants us to have a very godly heart waiting for Him.
你看这个神怎么呼叫撒母耳。
So let's look at how God called Samuel, the young Samuel.
这讲到说这个在撒母耳时期，那时候神的话语稀少，不常有默示。
The Bible says, in the time of Samuel, the word of God is very seldom, and there is not much revelation.
这个是在这个撒母耳之前的，或者是。
Oh, sorry, before the time of Samuel, the voice of God is very seldom, and there is very few revelation from God.
然后呢，神就在这个夜晚的时候，才呼叫撒母耳，说撒母耳，撒母耳。
In the night time, one day in the night time, God come to call the name of young Samuel. Samuel, Samuel, God said.
但是这个撒母耳还以为是以利在叫他。
When God called the name of Samuel, Samuel himself thought it is the priest Eli called him.
然后他去问以利说你呼唤我吗？他说没有，你回去睡觉吧。
The young Samuel came to Eli and asked, did you call me? And Eli said, no, I didn't. Go back to sleep.
那第二次神就呼叫撒母耳，撒母耳。
And then the second time, God called Samuel again. Samuel, Samuel.
那这个撒母耳又去找以利又回答说我没有叫你。
And Samuel came to Eli again.And Eli said, "No, I didn't call you. Go back to sleep."
那第三次神呼叫撒母耳的时候，这个撒母耳又到以利那边。
And the third time, God called Samuel again. Samuel went to Eli again.
那以利才明白是神在呼叫他。
And Eli immediately aware that it should be God to call him.
然后就教导撒母耳说，如果神呼叫你，你就跟他说。请主说仆人静听。
And then Eli taught Samuel to say, if you hear, you are called by God, by God, you need to answer to God. God, I am here.
请说哦。
God, I'm here. Please talk to me.
然后后面呢？你看这个神真的，我再一次呼叫他哈，然后撒母耳就按照。以利所教回答神
And so.
再一次神。
Again, God called Samuel again, and Samuel answered to God according to what Eli taught him.
那神才把这个他要做的事情告诉撒母耳。
And then God taught Samuel what he need to do.
这就是这个神的。这个做事的方法。
So this is the way of God.
那也就是说，在夜晚的时候就是说休息的时候，神要我们警醒要来听从他，寻求他听从他的声音
夜晚的时候。
对，就是说这个，就不管是在白天还是晚上就是说我们都要仔细要警醒
So no matter it is in the daytime or in the nighttime, God wants us to be watchful, to waiting for Him.And hear the voice of Him.
就像这个圣灵感动，它并不是常常临到我们身上一样。
The Holy Spirit not always touch us.
但是呢，当我们要圣灵感动的时候，我们就是要知道说，这个圣灵感动来了，我们要顺从它。
But we should be aware that, what time Holy Spirit touch us, and we should follow what He teach us to do.
不要消灭圣灵的感动。
We should not kill.The touching of the Holy Spirit.
然后呢，这个这样的话，这个我们的生命才能够得到这个长进，得到改变。
So, yeah, we understand the will of the Holy Spirit and obey Him, And gradually our spirit will grow to become mature.
并且呢，我们知道说，当我们在聚会的时候，其实呢，最重要的是圣灵在运行在我们中间。
When brothers and sisters gather together to have the fellowship or worship, we need to know the most important thing is, we should have the Holy Spirit be among us. Holy Spirit should, work among us.
因为家庭给人力量的话，它其实它并不是说我们的。弟兄姐妹的关怀关心，这样一样其实是圣灵。
So, actually, this is the Holy Spirit to give you the true strength. Brothers and sisters, we care about each other is good, but this care cannot give you the true strength. The true strength comes from the Holy Spirit.
很多有时候我们在软弱的时候，我们需要我们需要，甚至我们需要。常常聚会免得这个像这个停止聚会停止惯的人然后他的这个信心就软弱了
The Bible tells us we need to gather together very often because in this way our faith will become strengthened will not lose our faith
如果我们不常互相劝勉的话，就有时候会被罪所迷惑，心就会刚硬。
If we don't encourage and exhort each other very often, sometimes our heart will be tempted.
那在聚会的时候，我们更要祈求说大家能够来同被一个圣灵所感然后能够明白，一同来敬拜神。
When we worship together. We pray to God that we are touched by the same one Holy Spirit.
其实这个当我们因此呢，圣灵这个在聚会的时候，弟兄姐妹每个人其实都是要互相来交流，都可以讲话。
And in the worship together, in the gathering, the Bible teaches every brother and sisters can talk as long as he is touched by the Holy Spirit.
并且呢，这个。要一个一个的这个做先知来讲道，就被圣灵感动，说出神的话来。
And the Bible teaches, we need to prophesy as a prophet one by one.
然后这个做先知就是人被神灵感动来讲出神的话来。
Prophecy to prophesy means we are touched by the Holy Spirit and speak out the words of God.
当我们这个有时候说我们怎么叫讲道呢？讲道并不是说我们讲一个很这个讲站在这边讲很长的道理才叫讲道。
So some brothers and sisters will ask the question, what's the meaning of prophesy? What's the meaning of preach? Prophesy or preach doesn't mean you need to stand here to talk for a long time.
有时候呢，神用人讲话可能就一句两句其实也是出于圣灵感动所讲出来的。
Sometimes the Holy Spirit touch you and lead you to speak out one word or two words. That's also preaching, because God leads you to preach out His word.
那我们弟兄姐妹我们如果我们指的是一个没有这个先讲的恩赐，我们可以向神来追求。
So in case we don't have the spiritual gift.As the prophet to prophesy, we can pray to God to give us such kind of the gift.
我们看更多前书第十四章。
We can read the book of First Corinthians chapter 14.
第一节。
First Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1. First Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1. Pursue love and desire spiritual gifts.But especially that you may prophesy.
这里讲到我们这个要追求爱同时要寻求属灵的恩赐
So this verse tells us we should pursue love, and we also need to desire spiritual gifts.
那这个所有恩赐当中，你最要寻求就做先知来讲道。
Among all the spiritual gifts.We should especially pursue the gift of prophesying.
为什么神让我们追求呢？
Why God led us to pursue the spiritual gift?
那证明说这个有时候我们爱不够，有时候证明说我们缺乏爱，我们缺乏属灵恩赐。
Why God led us to pursue love and the desire spiritual gifts? So it means we lack of love. We lack the spiritual gifts.
第二个呢，就是说当你追求的时候，神会把它加给你，可以追求得到。
And the second reason is when we desire, when we pursue, God will give it to us.
有些东西啊，你追求神也不会给你的。
Something when you pursue, when you ask, ask for something, God will not give to you.
就是比如说这个金钱呢，你让我去这个让我去抽中对啊中个彩票刮个奖是吧
？For example, if we pray to God, God, the Lord, please make me have the lucky draw, have successfully, and then I can become very wealthy.
那并或者是这个今天说神让我今天要这个考试对吧？那你要作弊做成功不要被抓到。
So for example, in case we have the examination today, and if we pray to God, God, today I want to have the exam, I will have the examination, I will cheat. I want to cheat in the examination. Please help me. Don't be observed by other people. This kind of the prayer, God will not fulfill.
也就是说，我们不能够妄求哈，让妄求的时候，神就不会把这事给我们。
So it means if we pray to God the illegal things, God will not give it to us.
但是呢，神要我们追求的就是爱还有属灵的恩赐啊。
But God wants us to pursue love and desire spiritual gifts.
那你说我当然有爱行不行？他如果有爱没有属灵的恩赐的话，其实有这个就是说。他这个不能够真正帮助到别人啊。
If we only have love without the spiritual gifts, so actually, we cannot truly, edify the church.
但是如果我们属灵恩赐就没有爱哈，其实就是说，这个就好像一个响铃，这样一个这个乐器一样哈，它没有意义啊。
So, however, if we only have the spiritual gifts.But without any love, the Bible says we are just like the instrument to play. But actually, the sounds from the instrument have any meaning.
那因此呢，就是我们要同时要都是追求，并且呢，叫追求神都会给我们。
We need to pursue both love and spiritual gifts. As long as we pursue and desire, God will.
那神鉴察其实我们内心，当你追求的时候，神才会知道。
God examine our heart. If we have this kind of the desire in the heart, God know it.
并且呢，这个今天呢，这个当我们这个追求之后，我们还要去把它不断的去做出来，要去使用它。
When we have this kind of the desire to desire of love and spiritual gifts, and God gave it to us. When God gave it to us, we need to use it to fulfill in our daily life.
就好像很多人他受了圣灵之后，他说有圣灵，但是他不去使用圣灵啊。
For example, some brothers and sisters received the Holy Spirit, but they never use Holy Spirit as a helper.
那这个他有圣灵之后，他过了。生活还像以前一样啊。
Although he already received the Holy Spirit, but his daily life is still in the old likeness, and not like a new man to have the new life.
因此呢，这个所以说你要肉体要虽然朽坏，但内心你要一天心思一天要不断的更新。
The Bible tells us, although our flesh get old day by day, our spirit should be renewed.Every day.
我们每天就只要知道这个神，这个圣灵对我们的带领是什么啊？就是我们要祷告神，知道说今天圣灵对我们带领是什么。
So we should come to God, get close to God, and pray to God to understand what kind of the guidance Holy Spirit give to me.
而不是说我们早上起来祷告，做个形式一样啊。今天我祷告半个小时，结束可以的。
Our prayer to God is not to.A daily routine work. It's not just like a format. We should do it every day.
那自己也纪念到这个，我们 举办祷告会的时候哈，这个有时候没有之前哇，有弟兄姐妹还没有受圣的时候，看在意这个时间啊，就看这个半个小时有没有到啊。
So sometimes we have the prayer meetings, prayer sessions with in the church, and some brothers and sisters care about what time the prayer session will be ended.
他就是说这个半个小时到，我今天任务就完成了。
Because when he pray, he in his heart he think, when the time is on, about 30 minutes, my prayer will finish.
但是呢，有时这个当我们圣灵在圣灵里面祷告的时候，其实就不在乎时间的长跟短。
But if we pray in the spirit, you will ignore everything. You will not ignore, how much time you already pray.
有时候十分钟，有时候二十分钟，有时候甚至一个小时，这是根据圣灵给你带领。
Sometimes you can pray ten minutes or even 30 minutes or even 1 hour, and because your prayer is led by the Holy Spirit, you will forget the time.
更重要的是说，当你这个在祷告的时候，你会明白这个圣灵对你带领是什么。
And the most important thing is in the prayer.When you pray in the Spirit, in the Holy Spirit, you will truly understand the will of God.
并且呢，这个我们可以看到说这个，我们来看提多书啊。
Please read the book of Titus.
来看圣提多第三章。
The book of Titus, chapter 3,
第五节
verse 5. The book of Titus.Chapter 3, verse 5. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us, through the worship of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit.
这也告诉我们呢，他说神救我们其他方式就是重生喜好圣灵更新。
So the verse tells us, God save us,through the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit.
那更新呢？不单是更新，这个是在灵里面更新，这个我们思后面它当我们的灵里面都要更新，我们的思维和我们的行为方式都会得到更新。
Renewing of the Holy Spirit not happen only in our spirit, but also
当你的灵发生更新，你的
but also in our mind, but also in our soul, in our body.
那最关键的就是说灵里要发生变化。
So, the first and the most important thing is we should have the renew in our spirit first.
那就是说这个当你跟灵里边跟神关系接近了，其实这个灵就会影响到你的思维。
When you become close to God in the spirit, and the spirit of God will change your soul and change your mind and change your actions through your body.
我们有时候看到一个人的思维啊，他改变他是非常困难的。
So we know everyone, it's very hard for everyone to change his own thought.
他并不是说我们通过这个跟别人不这个不断的这个劝说啊，他就能够改变。
It's not to say, their thought can be changed, by you know by the exhortation from other people.
或强迫他去改变。
Or nobody can force you to change your mind actually.
但是呢，这个当圣灵住在你心里去改，这个你跟你神关系，在接近的时候，你跟神灵连接在一起的时候，你的思维不知不觉之后就会被圣灵所改变。
However, when you get close to God, and the spirit of God.Dwell inside you and lead you and you obey and gradually your mind, your soul, your heart will be changed.
可能以前有人认为说这个我的工作非常的重要啊。
我的工作。
有人认为。
Some people treat his career as the most valuable thing.
那有人认为他的家庭非常的重要。
Somebody treat his family as the most valuable thing.
那他受圣灵之后呢，这个圣灵就会引导他哈，说怎么去这个更好的去看待这个工作跟他的家庭啊。
However, since he received the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit teach him in his heart how to balance the career and the family.
啊，并不是说我们不要我们的家庭，跟不要我们的工作，而是说，这个这些事情哈、啊，跟圣灵的、跟神的、跟神来相比，跟主耶稣相比哈、啊，它并不是第一位的。
The Holy Spirit will change the heart of man to let them know actually pursuing spiritual things is more important than other things. It's not to say you don't need family, you don't need career, we still need everything in this world. But we know pursuing the heavenly kingdom of God is the most important thing.
不要被这个工作所捆绑。
So we will gradually believe and understand we should not be bound by any earthly things like the career, like the family.
有些因为他的这个工作的话，他有人他失去工作的话，他就承受不了。
So when somebody lose their job, they almost cried. Yeah, they cannot bear such kind of the result. They don't have job.
那有些这个因为家庭方面病故，他一蹶不振。
So somebody encounter his marriage, you know, broken. He become very depressed because he cannot bear this result.
但是呢，这个今天保罗他说，以前呢，我认为有益的事情，但是今天我都因耶稣基督当作有损的。
So Paul said, the things I thought is very valuable before. Now, I think they are useless. So I don't think the things very valuable just as I thought as before, but I think all of them not edify me. Because now I treat the Lord Jesus Christ as the most valuable thing.
我把世界上的事情当作粪土一样，我要得到耶稣基督。
So anything in this world is just like it's just like dung, am I right? Anything in this world like dung, but the things belong to Jesus Christ, I treat it most valuable.
也就是说他为了主耶稣，他可以舍弃其他一切的东西。
So the meaning of the words from Paul is he can sacrifice everything for God, for the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是呢，当他这样做的时候，他会得到真正的平安跟喜乐。
When Apostle Paul started to treat Lord Jesus Christ as the most valuable thing he need to pursue, he started to have the true joy and the true peace.
那么呢，这个他的生命啊，他其实也是不断的在更新，在改变。
And then the life, if we have the same thing as Apostle Paul, we treat the Lord Jesus Christ more valuable than anything in this world, our life will truly be renewed.
感谢主哈，所以今天我们讲说这个，其实圣灵更新哈，其实就是说我们要。顺从，就是不单要受洗，我们还要顺从圣灵而行。
So, firstly, we know we need to receive the Holy Spirit, and then after we receive the Holy Spirit, we need to work into the Holy Spirit, and means do everything by obeying the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
并且呢，这个我们还要用让圣灵来帮助我们的祷告，使我们的软弱可以得由圣灵的帮助给他担当。
And we need the Holy Spirit to make the intercession for us, pray for us. Because our weakness will be, because the Holy Spirit will bear our weakness and give us strength. The Bible teaches us, we don't know how to pray to God. However, the Holy Spirit will make the intercession, make the groaning for us, according to the will of God.
鉴察人心的，他晓得圣灵的意思。
Because Holy Spirit examine the heart of God, examine the heart of man, and he know the will of God very well.
那他就按圣灵的意思向我们给我们成全。
So the Holy Spirit to pray according to the will of God to us. So that's why God will fulfill our prayer, because our prayer will meet will be pleased by God.
感谢主，愿主耶稣还带领我们每一个弟兄姐妹啊，使我们能够每天都不断被圣灵更新啊。
So we thank God, may God lead every brother and sisters, and we can have our life to be renewed by the Holy Spirit every day.
荣耀归于我们耶稣基督。
The glory, all glory be to Jesus Christ, our God the Father.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
那我们再唱个赞美诗。
So brothers and sisters, let's stand up and we sing the hymn again.So let's stand up.
We sing 264 song.
Please turn to 264. 264 in the hymn book.
在新的一年当中，无论我们所做 所行的，我们看顾客的保守。
In this new year, everything we do will be pleased by you, and we will be led by you and protected by you.
我们愿意来顺从你圣灵的带领跟引导。
We are willing to work into the teaching of the Holy Spirit.
那个宝贵师啊，常常在我们心中来教导我们。
And may the Holy Spirit, who is our helper, teach us and lead us in our heart every day.
扶助我们的软弱。
And understand our weakness.
使我们在悟性上能够明白神的旨意。
And lead us to understand the will of God.
我们将一切的颂赞和感谢都归给我们的荣耀父。
We give all the glory and the praise to our glorious Father, the Lord Jesus Christ. Forever and ever.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Let's say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us today our daily bread. Forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors. Do not lead us into the temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. May God bless you, brothers and sisters. We close our worship today. And we will see you next Sabbath day.
Yeah, see you.
See you.